let's quickly review Brachos Daf Mem Vav. The Gemara starts off by telling us the story with Rabbi Zeira when he got when he got sick. That demonstrates that whether the Botzer should bench or the Oreach should bench to bless the Balabais. There was Machlokas because when Rabbi Zeira got sick, Rabbi Avo went to visit him, and he made a Kabbalah that if Rabbi Zeira gets better, that he's going to make a Suda. So in fact, Rabbi Zeira got better and he made a Suda. So when it came time to bench, Rabbi Zeira said, "Why don't you go ahead and bench?" So that was led to a whole Machlokas whether the Balabais should be Botzea or, first they argued about whether the Balabais should be Botzea or not, and then he said, okay, once you're going to say the Balabais is Botzea, then who should bench? Should the Botzea be Mevarich? Or maybe it's much better to have the guest be Mevarich because you want him to be able to say the special bracha to bless the Balabais. In the middle of the page, where is the Machlokas, whether Zimun includes the bracha of Hazan, or Zimun is only what we consider Zimun. Zimun is the Nevarich Shachalnu, but the bracha of Hazan is the first bracha of benching that doesn't count as part of Zimun. Then the Gemara has various proofs that Atova Meitiv is not Doraisa. One of the rayas is that workers don't say it. Another raya is that we skip it in a base avel. So the fact that we clearly treat the bracha of Atov Emetov like a second-class citizen seems like the bracha of Atov Emetov is not daraisa. And in Vavim Beis, the Gemara discusses special bracha we make in benching in a base avel. That after there's a special nusach that you say Atov Emetov Kelem as Dayanem as Shofet B'Tzedek Olkech B'Mishpat V'Shalot Ba'Olam Olasas Boker Tzono Ki Kol Derach of Mishpat Shakol Shalom Anachnu Amo V'Avado V'Chol Anachnu Chayim Lahod. Go there, Pirtzos Pishol, who Yigdoros Pirtzos Pishol Chaim. Yidavka say that in the Beis HaAvel. The Gemara tells us that the Gemara continues after the two dots that the Reish Galusa told Rav Sheshes that even though you guys are very old Rabbanon, still there's a lot to learn from the Parsai people in regards to their minhagim by the Suda. The Parsai people have the second guy sit at the head of the Gadol because they communicate with sign language, whereas we don't typically do that because we communicate verbally, so it's much better for us to be able to face the person that we're talking to. And the Gemara tells us that Mayim Achronim starts with the Gadol. I'm sorry, Mayim Rishonim starts with the Gadol. The person to be noted, Mayim Rishonim should be the Gadol, should be the greatest person there. Mayim Achronim starts with the Katan until you get down to the last five people. Once you get down to the last five people, the Gadol should be the first one to wash, and he's also the person that's supposed to lead the benching. That's the story we've had a couple of times, that when someone was given Mayim to wash, so at first he thought he was being insulted, that he did something wrong, but no, he was just being asked to lead the benching, because the person that washes Mayim Achronim first is supposed to lead the benching. That's the basic chazara of Brachos Daf Mem Vav.